And this one is very important. To maintain decorum, there will be no undue applause or public outcry allowed. If that occurs, we will bring that to your attention. And then if that work, we have some uniformed individuals who will be able to assist you further. Those are the rules of the council. Thank you for your interest in your municipal government.
There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
That all animals are in a specific species. Dogs are in a species. Cats are in a species. Humans, all humans are in a species. I just want you to know that. We are Homo sapiens. And we're Homo sapiens because of our function. We can stand upright. We can walk, talk, laugh, cry, think, plan, reason. Other animals can't do it. You didn't get in the race because of your color. You became a member. You're a Homo sapien because of your function. Mel Stephenson and Fred Richardson are both in the same race, the human race.
I'm a shy boy, you're the coy boy, and you know what? Homo sapien too. I'm a cruiser.
You know, Dee, it's not every day I get to break out Pete Shelley.
Homo sapien.
This is 83. Why, if I remember correctly, do I think Pete Shelley's not talking about Homo sapiens as inhumans? So to dig deep into stacks and pull it out this wax as we get started on this edition of Midday Mobile, City Council Palooza going on. And it continues. We're going to get clips, what you missed so far, what has elicited comments about everybody being from the same race, which I like. You know, I mark these times down when I am completely lined up with Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson. And when he says stuff like that, Fred and I are on the same page, and I'm digging it. So accusations flying already in the city council meeting. Yes, the racist allegations have been made. We've had also people from all different skin colors, if you're obsessed with that kind of stuff, speaking out about the annexation and saying, hey, we would like to be annexed in to the city of Mobile. Is it further complicating, or is it doing more for clarity in the discussion going on right now? That's what we'll let you make the judge of when we play some of the clips and the bad audio, the horrible audio from the feed from the Mobile City Council meeting with the buffering effect that goes on there. Once again, I think I can probably speak for people that work at TV stations and other radio stations in town. We can all work together. Kind of like, remember, musicians from all over got together for We Are the World and worked together. Maybe even other radio stations, other TV stations. I know y'all listen to the show and check it in. What's up? Maybe we can all work together to help the city have a better audio feed from the Mobile City Council. Number one, so all the people can hear it, and it's not so jumpy and staccato and buffered, but also those of us in media, a better source of audio. I mean, it's self-serving, for sure. But I would volunteer to be on that team. If there are other people from other stations want to do that, we're in. All right, so a city council meeting going on today, and we'll get to some of these clips. I also would like to point out, did you hear what will be, this is very interesting. Now, forever, y'all have heard the beginning of Midday Mobile with, at that time, Mobile City Council President Gina Gregory saying,
There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior.
Okay, so you're familiar with that. You remember that sounder. Of course, it's the opening for the Midday Mobile opening. Today, on this November 5th, 2019, now, thank goodness, named, not just acting, but in title as well, Mobile City Councilman LaVon Manzi, saying, listen to this. Now, listen to what Councilman Manzi said. You just heard what Councilwoman Gregory said. Now, listen to what Council President Manzi said.
And this one is very important. To maintain decorum, there will be no undue applause or public outcry allowed. If that occurs, we will bring that to your attention. And then if that work, we have some uniformed individuals who will be able to assist you further. Those are the rules of the council. Thank you for your interest in your municipal government.
Okay, so same message, almost some of the same words there from City Council President Manzi as back then City Council President Gina Gregory had. But Councilman Manzi put some teeth in this and basically tells y'all, if you can't read between the lines, you're out of control, the PD is going to haul you out of here. So it's heavy as the head that wears the crown at the Mobile City Council. All right, we come back. I've got clips, some of the commentary, I'd say full length, it's not, but a larger version of what Councilman Fred Richardson had to say, what supporters of annexation are saying, what detractors of annexation are saying. We'll get all that and your calls this hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. That is for a text or a call. Also, in the meeting today, got a note here. I think this was from John Sharp over at AL.com. Said a lot of Mobile County Democratic delegation from the State House is in the audience today at Mobile City Council. Senator Vivian Figures, Representatives Adeline Clark, Barbara Drummond, and Sam Jones all there for the annexation talk. I mean, former Mayor Sam Jones, can he be against annexation? He was behind it when he was mayor. Now, we'll get more on that when we come back. And also in hour two, we'll talk more about some international issues, what's going on down in Mexico. Of course, we have the specific story about this family of Americans down there slaughtered. But what does this mean for the general unrule that's going on in Mexico? Is there a open war going on in Mexico? And what should we do? President Trump has suggested we could come down there and help. Would we be open for a front to our south and moving the military to a place outside the United States to fight those cartels? We'll talk about that coming up in hour number two. Y'all stay close. Pete Shelley, take us to the news. Once again, I don't think he's just talking. When he says homo sapiens.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh yeah, it's still ongoing at the leaky government plaza, the Mobile City Council meeting with the sketchy audio. Once again, I'm calling out, I am imploring you, let's see. No, what does somebody say? No, I was looking for other people in the business to try to get with my dream team here to try to fix the audio from the Mobile City Council. I'm open to this. I'm working with all of y'all together to get this fixed. Brad says what he thinks the audio was Connie Hudson. That no, negative. That is not Connie Hudson. The audio that starts Midday Mobile is Council, back then Council President, but Councilwoman Gina Gregory in that. Yeah, that's the... It's the issue was imploring just the same way now Council President LaVon Manzi was imploring folks to not act a fool during the Mobile City Council meeting. It's just interesting how, you know, heavy is the head that wears a crown that has to tell people. But I think, you know, Councilman Manzi pointing out some extra teeth here. If y'all mess around, there's some people in uniforms that'll take care of you. All right, we'll go to the phones here in a second. I do want to play a little bit more of Councilman Richardson and his clip, because when I can find things that are unifying and not divisive. Please believe me, there's plenty of divisiveness going on around this annexation discussion. But when there's olive branches extended, when there's messaging that I think is positive, I want to bring that to you too. So let's get this. Here it is, a little bit more from City Councilman Fred Richardson.
Must reflect the makeup of the city. So tell me which one was right, the first one or was it the second one?
Okay, yeah,
because
this was
again,
the preamble
the state
here.
Law state that the administration in the circle is supposed to reflect the makeup of the city.
All right, you've heard this discussion before, and this is one of the discussions where they're arguing against annexation, although let me point out that if that is your obsession with people's skin color, the city of Mobile would still be a majority-minority city, even after the addition of 13,000, which, by the way, are not all white. I hate that this is important, but for those who are keeping score here, I think there's like 3,000-plus black folks and maybe it's 7,000, 8,000 white folks, and then everybody else who's not black and white folks makes up the difference. All right, so back to the commentary here.
Has not been bogged down.
Where, now, let's go to the beginning of that. Okay, here we go.
Mr. President.
Mr. Richardson.
If you out there have been watching us on TV, you would note that this council has not been bogged down with no issues regarding race. Not this country here. When we're not carrying that cross dealing with annexation. But I just want to say for the benefit of everybody here that all animals are in a specific species. Dogs are in a species, cats are in a species, humans, all humans are in a species. I just want you to know that. We are Homo sapiens. And we're Homo sapiens because of our function. We can stand upright. We can walk, talk, laugh, cry, think, plan, reason. Other animals can't do it. You didn't get in the race because of your color. You became a member. You're a Homo sapien because of your function. Mel Stimson and Fred Richardson are both in the same race, the human race. We're all in the same race. And humans come in multiple colors. Dogs come in different colors. Cows come in different colors. Hogs come in different colors. And we come in different colors. Yes. But we are no less part of the human race.
Now, I don't know if I would have gone off into the discussion of cattle there in that, but, you know, that is the style of Councilman Richardson. He often brings in critters. You know, how many clips do we have of him talking about the metropolis that is Mobile that doesn't include livestock? But kudos to Councilman Fred Richardson. That is the spirit. And so I want to celebrate him when those kind of things come out, because there's so many times that we're doing the opposite here. It's divisive around it. But for that moment in time, that island, what great messaging from Councilman Richardson. All right, to the phones and the text line. Plus, we have more clips, and we'll get back into what's going on right now at the Mobile City Council meeting. To set the stage, if you've not figured this out, this is all about the City Council voting to allow the people in the three districts to vote. I know, a little bit confusing, but the City Council, Mobile City Council, 7 members, have to vote to allow this referendum. Okay, so there's a two-part vote. So we, the people that live in Mobile now, through a republic, the system of a republic, we're represented by people that are going to vote on whether we're going to let those people that are not Mobilians at this point vote to get into the city. So there's a first vote with the council, and then it would go to the people in those districts. There's 13,000, and then they'd get to vote as well. All right, to the phones. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. Also works on the text line, but I would love to hear from you. And we'll go to George first in Mobile. Hey, George.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. So have you been listening to any of this annexation talk?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, have you been listening to the annexation talk? What do you think?
Yeah, I actually live in West Mobile. I will say I did go to the meeting last week.
Okay.
I just listened to what you played on the clip. I'd like to say that, you know, I take him for his word, but the line of questioning that went down last week, to me, kind of fell among racial lines.
Yep.
And so if I was to bet on it, I think it would somehow come out 4-3-4, the annexation. But with that being said, this is my gripe on it. And like I said, I am in West Mobile. The what they consider the Schillinger Corridor, I understand that fact because I understand in sitting at the meeting what they're doing, you know, and they're adding, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, you have them, but you're adding 13,000 people when you go to that corridor. Well, when you do that, you're also grabbing, I guess, Schillinger and Cottage Hill. You're grabbing Schillinger, or you're grabbing Cottage Hill and Leroy Stevens, and you're grabbing
parts of it. Yeah, one right, isn't it? Like one side of Leroy Stevens, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go check, double check the map. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep up with the map.
Anyway,
make sure we're accurate.
You're grabbing. I think you're grabbing Dawes Road, of course, also. Now, when you say one part of Leroy Stevens, I don't think I'm wrong in saying that they're still grabbing the corners that have the business on it.
Yeah, you may be right. I'm pulling up the map. So yeah, okay. Are you contending that there's a lot of retail that goes along with the people?
Well, I'm not arguing that fact with the Schillinger Corridor. Now I'm making that strong argument when it comes to West Mobile. Because I actually live in one of the two neighborhoods that got carved out. And if you look at the map, going out towards West Mobile, you have this nice patch of green where everything is shaded in. And then right before Snow Road, you have two neighborhoods, Copperfield, which I live in, and Trailwood, which is the next neighborhood, which systematically gets gone around.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes back in at the gas station and grabs the Winn-Dixie and the Whataburger and the other gas station and the Walgreens and grabs all the businesses. And then it crosses the street and it grabs the new storage unit and it grabs the Regions Bank and...
Right, the storage unit that lost part of its roof the other day. Y'all, what George is describing is it's making interior... island that's not incorporated, so it follows kind of airport, but I mean, then it comes down Snow and it encircles neighborhoods that are not part of the annexation.
And we literally are, like you just described, we literally are on an island now because it comes all the way out. If it passes and voted on, it comes all the way out Airport Boulevard. And to me, I just look at it like, you know, why aren't you more transparent, or why don't you use natural boundaries? Why couldn't you say, we're going to take everything, let's say, north of airport and to Snow Road, and obviously you're grabbing the corners there with the retail. But like I said, you know, if this is truly about adding population and not about tax, grabbing tax revenue, and what you've done in the process is you've come out to West Mobile. And I mean, I'll be the first one to admit, you know, they throw these numbers out there like, well, we're receiving $27 million in services. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I got news for them. You know, about 85% of what I spend happens in the city. I mean, you know, there's not a ton of restaurants out here on Snow Road right now. I mean, there's a McDonald's and a Whataburger.
Yeah, which is my favorite Whataburger.
But
ever.
I mean, you know, we're coming into the city. We're shopping at Lowe's. You know, we're shopping at Walmart, you know, all these places that are in here. We're shopping, you know. So, I mean,
so you want to be in the city.
You throw a number out there like $27 billion that we're receiving and not paying a dime.
Right, and that's inaccurate.
When the majority of what you pay for in city services comes from sales tax.
Well, you're right.
Not from property tax.
No, you're right. That's inaccurate. Although, you know, they cleared that up when I asked George Talbot a couple weeks ago about that. He said, well, the margin is like it's a $2 million margin when you take out what the city spends and then what the city receives, like you rightly pointed out, from the revenue. The city's about $2 million in the hole on that area. But, I mean, let me get to the essence of this. Would you like the chance to vote to be in the city?
Yes, I'd love to be in the city. And in several of my neighbors that I've talked to would love to be in it also. And, like I said, we've contacted a few names that have popped up here in the media. I mean, obviously, I was kind of left out of the loop, you know, going into it. You know, when all this talk popped up, the first I saw about it was like a week and a half ago.
Well, and I know that about 2 weeks ago they came on the show, talked about it with us. Your concerns are being heard. I know that for a fact. Those concerns have been heard down at City Hall. I appreciate the call. We're up against the hard break. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. On this Tuesday, that means Mobile City Council is doing their thing. Thank you, Dan. Dan and I are in a discussion about the best Whataburgers in town. And yes, I do. I dig the one on Government, and often if I'm going down to see the crew at Mobile Bay Coins or something like that, I'll hit that one. But going to check the cows, I go Airport Boulevard, right past Snow Road. So it's strange to check the cows with a hamburger in my hand as I do it, but I make some pit stops at that Whataburger. So yeah, that and what this comes from, if you're just joining us, talking about the discussion, the debate over the city council. It's two parts too, and I keep seeing this on social media get messed up. I know if I'm being repetitive. Somebody said on Friday, yeah, y'all said all this stuff. Well, there's new people in the audience all the time. Go tour through social media if you think everybody gets exactly what's at question on this annexation. Once again, there are two votes. First vote would be the city council saying, yeah, y'all, it's okay to have a vote for the 13,000 people who want to come in the city. So the city council has to say yes to allow the 13,000 residents outside the city to vote to come into the city. So it's a two-part deal. So the city council would have to green light, and then they go to the probate judge and they set something up if they green light it for the 13,000 people in those three areas to vote to come in. Charles says I'm reading Charles's text. He said it's only a money grab, not only for the taxes but for the federal grant. All they're going to do is put the money in their personal bank account by giving themselves raises. Okay, so the two things, you have the tax dollars and then what has been discussed. If the city of Mobile is 200,000 plus, it puts us like in a whole new, like we go from 6A to 7A ball. In other words, we're in a new division. There's more grant money there. Charles, say, you know, the question about raises, that's already been, you know, that's the debate that held everything up with the lawsuit between the mayor and the council and which employees, you know, were merit employees, which ones were non-merit, which ones worked for the, at the pleasure of the mayor, which ones were employees of the council. That's all been discussed, and the money has been done on that. They signed the budget. Trust me, that their plan to let people come into the city or get federal grant money is not based on running that into their bank. Now, you may not like it, and that's a fair thing. You can disagree with this annexation thing, but this is a major plan for them all to get wealthy. How about this? You may be right. Send me something to prove it. Okay? Send me something to prove that. Let's go to a little more audio from the meeting. Another citizen from the area, I think he's from the Smithfield neighborhood. I think this is pretty good take on it. There's a pretty good take. He's talking about the history of annexation and kind of where he is now on this.
My name is Danny Patterson. I live at 7500 Quincy Drive in Mobile, and I am in the proposed annex area, Smithfield Brentwood subdivision. As I mentioned before, we have 376 homes in that subdivision. I am president of the Homeowners Association there for the last 18 months, almost 2 years now. We have about 1,400 people, I believe, in the subdivision. And I am here again to say that I am for the annexation. I'm for it for growth. I'm for it not black or white, but green. That's why we're wearing green today. I'm for it because I believe growth in the population, growth in the potential funding, growth in all those things that Mobile needs. For 32 years, I've lived in a house that's one street over from the city. And for 32 years, all I did was sleep up there. Every day, I went into Mobile and didn't know I was really not in Mobile. And when Mayor Jones was able to get the Schillinger Corridor annexed. I went down there and paid my taxes into those stores and business owners like everybody else. I'm thankful for 30 years at IBM. It taught me a lot about leadership. And it told me that there'll be times when things will not go the way you want them to go. But all I think people are asking for in the affected areas is an opportunity to vote. Vote yes, vote no, but given an opportunity to vote with so many people that have fought, bled, and died for the right to vote, I'm standing here today to say all I want is an opportunity to exercise that vote, along with other folks from my area. Thank you.
All right. So there are some more of the commentary. So it's gone like that. There's some familiar voices that have spoken, some new voices that have spoken. Dalton, I'll keep a watch on the feed from down there to see if they're going to vote. It sounds like they're going to table this again. Let's see. Did they vote? Because I see a new update coming up. Y'all, hold on. This could be breaking news. Breaking news. All right. Saw this update from John Sharp from AL.com. Said Mobile City Councilman C.J. Small is a firm no on annexation. He believes Mobile has to take care of the problems inside the city limits first. He showed a slideshow of dilapidated homes, potholes, beat-up parks, etc., which he says needs more priorities. You know, I've heard from people that, you know, talking about Councilman Small down the bay, you know, Parkway, has some real issues. But is this going to take away? Okay. Let's look at the logic of this. And help me. This is not rhetorical. This is not, if you disagree, this is great. It puts you at the front of the line. But if Mobile City Councilman C.J. Small, and this is off John Sharp's reporting, is a firm no on annexation. He believes Mobile has to take care of problems inside the city limits first. But currently, it's a negative of $2 million between the fire and police that are given inside the jurisdiction, right? So it's 27 million that the city says they spend, and they get back maybe 25 million. So it's a $2 million deficit for the city to work on the fire and police district. Okay. If you incorporate those folks, they become part of the city, then within 5 years, they start paying full freight on property tax, right? Those people are then part of that system paying in. And then on top of that, you've got the move to 200,000 plus for the city, which we've been told brings in millions and millions. And we questioned and said, how much, and you know, what can you guarantee? Can you guarantee millions? And the administration, Stimson administration, has said, yes, we will guarantee that millions of dollars in grant money will be available once the city's over 200,000. So if Councilman Small says we got to take care of problems inside the city, and I think what he is saying is valid. I've heard from enough people that say there are real issues in the Parkway down there that need to be fixed. They don't feel like they're getting cut into, you know, the spending from the city. Well, how would staying like we are now make it any better? They're not spending any money to let the people vote to come into the city. There's no city money spent to do that. All right, let's see here. More updates coming in from John Sharp on Twitter. Councilman Fred Richardson, it's a no vote. You mean after that beautiful discussion of Homo sapiens and all that, Councilman Fred Richardson is a no vote. He's saying the West Mobile annexation area is a beautiful area, but a liability to the city's finances. I guess the only, if you want to make the argument of liability, would it be that you then would extend the jurisdiction beyond the new city limits? Because it's a mile and a half now, right? So would you then move that out along those gerrymandered lines? That's got to be the only way you can say this is a... I don't see how bringing those new people in is a liability to the city. But now I'm seeing those. So there's two no votes. Let's see if we can go straight to the audio. Can we go straight to the... I don't know how chopped up it's going to be. We're going to try to go straight to city council audio. Let's see here. Got it? Let's... maybe.
Period of time. role in the county commission. If we had done that 3 years ago, think of the millions and millions of dollars that would have been available to us.
Councilman Joel Day is talking.
To devote to providing services to the people of Mobile, but we didn't do that. So I'm hopeful, as I say, that we can either move forward with this process or sometime shortly interest legislation that would allow us to, now that we can, withdraw these services from the police jurisdiction. I think that's the way we make sure we have the resources to provide the services to our own citizens, and we'll also tend to make people think twice where they're going to live, the city of Mobile or the county. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Councilwoman Bess Rich.
First of all, let's not tell Birmingham about our great grant writers in public safety, because that is fabulous. And there are parameters on what you can apply for based on how large your population is, and that is every 10 years you're put into a bracket. So that they only got 900,000 and we got 9 million, just big kiddos to the grant writers for public safety that the city of Mobile has under its wings. That's fabulous, and I only see that growing. So I don't buy the argument that there's not money out there. There is lots of federal money out there if you know how to go to get it. And I would say under confidence that once we got into a different bracket, these same individuals, if they don't get attracted elsewhere, will be versed in going after all of that money possible, because that 9 million is probably about the most a city could get in our bracket, I'm guessing at that. And I too think opposite of Councilman Richardson. I respect his position on this, but I'm hoping in the 2 week layover that this council will give this particular initiative, because it is organic, it's pure, it's real, and it's, like I said, I see it as very complimentary. And maybe it's because it's an area I'm very familiar with. I've been out in West Mobile in my home for 40 years, and I've watched that growth. And I'm very much out there and about, because I shop out that way and are very familiar with a lot of the neighborhoods out that way. And they look a lot like the neighborhoods that are already in West Mobile in the district that I represent. I hope that the postcard group, and it seems to me, I'm wondering, does the postcard group really want us to grow out west? Because the information they provided certainly gave ammunition to the sense that we shouldn't be doing this because we can't afford it. But I say we can afford it, and we cannot afford not to go forward with that momentum. So I'm hoping in the 2 weeks' time this administration will give more information about the resources of our Treasury, how it's provided, where it's coming from, and you might be very surprised that it's a lot of aiming from west of I-65. And if there's a way to break that down, it would be helpful, because that growth out that way continues to spark more development, more commercialization.
All right, we'll get right back to the crappy audio from the Mobile City Council meeting going on right now. So it sounds like there's some no votes, but they're going to table this as well. And the postcard thing, yeah, I haven't even had a chance to get into this postcard thing that's been referenced. Talk about that. And we come back and grab your calls, too, at 343-0106. Midday Mobile. Midday Mobile. On talk. Side. Five.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:51, FM Talk 106.5. It's Midday Mobile on this Tuesday, a busy Tuesday indeed. And coming up, of course, some national news as transcripts are out. We'll talk about that. We'll also, coming up next hour, we'll talk about a couple events for Thanksgiving coming your way and some state news, also some international news like Epstein didn't kill himself. And we'll also check in with Dalton, talk a little bit more about what happens tonight
as we get the bowl championship series. We got the committee move from the AP to the real rankings out there before the biggest game ever. President Trump coming to Tuscaloosa on Saturday for Alabama LSU. Can you imagine being TPD and going, we got to secure what? We got to do what? Wow. Get into that. Quite a few texts coming in here on the discussion of annexation. You know, it's a two-part deal. I just want to make sure as we go through this, it's a two-part deal that people realize that what is being discussed today, sounds like they're tabling today, is the city council voting to allow the people in those districts to vote. So it's not like, even though I keep repeating this, it's for a reason, because I see people still saying, is city council voting to let them in? Why are they... The city council doesn't vote to let them in. City council votes to say, yay, probate Judge Don Davis, you can set up a time and a date here for this referendum, and the people can go vote. All right, to the phones, and then we'll get back to some audio. Terry is in Fairhope and up first. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, man. So what's up?
So, yeah, I'm on a disagreement from bringing in those districts to the Mobile. I understand that, you know, with those districts, you know, they'll be able to vote and all the Mobile elections, and it'll bring a lot of revenue to us in the next 5 years, especially since it's going to make us, you know, we'll jump past Birmingham and right into the, you know, second biggest city in Alabama, which won't hurt Mobile, but there's so much we got to do here at home before we start bringing in everything else over there.
Yeah, but why does that help me? I want to understand that, because some people have texted about that, and I agree, like, there's some areas of the city that need more funding, but this is a net gain in revenue to the city, not a net loss. So why would that keep us from being able to spend on these projects inside the city as it sits now? We'd have more money.
Well, I haven't heard myself, but I don't know if we went and done a study on those districts to see what problems they may have with infrastructure, education, police, fire, other things that may, you know, double down.
Sure.
Is it being a, you know, profitable expansion into taking on a lot of headaches that we don't know about?
Now, that's already. That's a fair assessment. Now, here I'm going to be a second party to this, because I didn't do the research, but I trust the people who did. They said those neighborhoods that they're talking about bringing in for just infrastructure, I can't speak on the other stuff, but the infrastructure there, they said, is actually newer, and I guess that makes sense with it being further west, is newer than what's inside the city currently. Like, they're in a better situation infrastructure-wise with drainage and water and all that than coming back to the east. So the other things I don't have an answer for, but I know they have said the infrastructure in those three zones is newer. I don't know if that means better, but they say it's newer than, you know, the stuff inside the city. So that helps.
It's newer, you know, 40 years ago, 20 years ago.
I don't know. How old are those neighborhoods?
30 years ago.
Yeah, how old are those neighborhoods? I don't know. Some of those neighborhoods are older. Some of that stuff's pretty new. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's some more study. It's not a bad idea by no means to bring them in, especially expanding Mobile. But until we, address our issues, because Mobile's been lacking addressing these issues with, you know, like our sewers, waterways, spillways, flood areas. So we bring in, you know, all these new problems, and we're not even addressing our own problems. So what we're going to do is bring in a whole laundry list of things that we're not going to be able to keep up with. We can't even keep up with what we got now.
Well, that's a fair question to ask. I mean, that's fair information to ask for from the people, proponents, and say, hey, you know, what are y'all bringing with you? I think you could argue if it's neutral or it's to the better, you know, that's a good thing. But yeah, if it's a negative, it would drag down the city. Then that's a fair question, Terry. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no Thank problem. You, appreciate you having me on.
All right. Leaves line open at 343-0106. Oh, Polcat has called me an audio snob because of my issues with the audio coming from the Mobile City Council. Really? Audio snob, I could get into saying, you know, the highs and lows, and I want to, you know, put some compression or limiter on it or something like that. The fact that it's staccato and mixed up, and somebody said earlier it sounds like Max Headroom, Children of the 80s, y'all all just laughed, right? Polkett, I'm not being an audio snob. I just would like to have a decent audio stream coming from the Mobile City Council. Although, if I could ever start a band, I know Audio Slave has been done, but what if an audio snob? Any local musicians? I could play a couple chords on the piano if we could work me into the band. I'll play kazoo, something like that. if we can name our band Audio Snob. All right, let's get back to council here. What's going on now?
And I have sat on this council for a long time as well. And my office has never said no to tearing down homes in areas that doesn't happen out in District 6. But those resources make our city stronger. And I believe the people that want to come in by virtue of our understanding of our city understand that they have to help produce strength within the borders that they will be part of. And our heartbeat is downtown. Our inner city is important. I hate looking at those the photographs from the district, and I can feel for that because of the resources that I know are tucked away that perhaps should be loosened up. I would probably differ with the administration on this budget. I wasn't able to vote on it. But there are resources that we should look at when it comes to quality of life. Because quality of life is what brings people to your city and also keeps people in your city. And there are times that government has to produce that quality of life that does not have a payback, per se, other than the energy of being a dynamic, sustainable city. So I hope in the 2 weeks we're looking at some more information that is more indicative of what these three areas mean when it comes to annexation. And that will help this council make a decision, because we're bringing apples and oranges to the table. We're talking about the whole police jurisdiction, which we know is a very bad hand dealt for us in this city. It's been going on for decades now. So it's not a new problem. It's just grown exponentially because that area has grown. And it's urban now. So they have urban needs. And that's another reason why this group wants to come in. We can give zoning. We can give strategic planning. There is so much a good city can offer its citizens. So I'm hoping we get more information back from the administration. Thank you.
All right, let's break right there and go to the news here at the top of the hour. And please somebody again tell me I'm being an audio snob, because I don't think that that's acceptable audio. How is that audio snobbery, please? It sounds like somebody said earlier, Max Headroom on the remix. So right now we hadn't had an update. We had two no votes. Mobile City Councilman C.J. Small, Councilman Fred Richardson, we'll get some updates on that. Also the transcripts, the story they're talking about in Washington. And, oh, remember that guy the other day? I had the story of the entrepreneur that is doing the Smokey and the Bandit thing, taking Krispy Kreme donuts from Iowa into Minnesota. He's reached a deal with the people at Krispy Kreme.